We see God walking in the garden in the cool of the day with Adam. And so then we see communicating. But initially, the power in language, as we are created in God's image and likeness, has to do with creating. I mean, your mouth can get you in trouble. Or it can get you out of trouble. It can get you in and out, depending on what you allow to flow through that. So that's real important. But the world that was before Adam, there was a civilization before Adam, and I believe that it had to do with Lucifer. You know, when Lucifer fell or rebelled against God, he had charge of a third of the angelic host. Now, how many of them guys it is, I don't know. But he had command of a third. I believe that Michael and Gabriel had command of the other thirds. Those were the three archangels. And Lucifer rebelled. But now notice his rebellion was from the earth. He said, I will ascend into the heavens. Okay? And I'll be like the Most High. I'll rise above the stars of God. So his locale, and this is before Adam, okay? Because what we see in Genesis 1 is restoration. Notice the seed, you know, was already in the ground, and God was just restoring things. A rebellion had taken place, and as best as I can understand it, it was Lucifer who became Satan, who had rebelled. He was in charge of what was ultimately given to the man. Some people say he was the choir director of heaven. No, he wasn't the choir director. But he had pipes, you know, like the wind chimes. Yeah, if you've ever seen those on the patios or somewhere in places where whenever there's a breeze, you'll hear a melody of ding, 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 ding. Well, he had that. Whenever the wind, whenever God would blow or send the wind of heaven into that realm, the earth realm, then it would pass through him and there would be melody, and the third of the angels that were assigned here and to whatever other part of the universe they were assigned, they would bow and worship. It wasn't Lucifer that had the music. He wasn't the creator of it. It was God that had the music. And when he would send the sound, it would go through the pipes, just like the wind would blow the wind chimes. Or he had all the precious stones. He was an important fella. He had all the precious stones. But when God would send the light, it wasn't he that had the light. He was the light bearer. God was the light. And when he would send a certain light, it would resonate or shine through those emeralds and diamonds and what have you, and then the angels would worship. And then his portion was to take that from there and bring the worship up to God. But at some point in time, iniquity was found in him. And he said, I'll be like the Most High. I'll take this worship unto myself. And this is where the universe got distorted. And immediately, see, it wasn't the devil fighting God. As I've said on many occasions, that's not a fair fight. That wouldn't be a fight. You know, the devil has never been on any platform with God as far as fighting God. No. As a matter of fact, the angels fought. And Michael and Gabriel and those guys, Satan was no match for him. And his entry to heaven was blocked. They were cast out in darkness. God left out and darkness was there. Now, what I want you to see, the world is thrown into chaos. But at some point in time again, after all of this, God says, let there be light. And notice something about how God operates, because we're in his image and likeness, and you have to stop straining and start training. As I said last time, stop straining. A lot of folks strain at a lot of stuff. No, just train yourself. God didn't speak about darkness. He simply said, light be. Child, the devil busy. I'm just fighting it. Well, why are you giving him all that credit and, you know, putting him on the front page and putting him on blast? No, forget that. Talk about the light. It's the light that repulses the dark. Not you're talking about the dark. God, see, that's how God operates. God never said, it's dark out there, so I'm gonna talk to the dark and make it light. No, all he simply said was, light be. And darkness fled. And he didn't totally eliminate it. He could have, and he would have eliminated the enemy and everything, but God had a plan. And so he divided. There's three types of darkness. There's the darkness of the physical darkness, the spiritual darkness, and then the darkness of judgment. And God divided the day or the light from the darkness. He didn't eliminate it. Okay? He could have. Like that. It'd been all over. But God had a plan. Amen. I mean, God has a plan to deal with the darkness in your life. Amen. I said, God has a plan. He won't always get it totally out, but he separates it, the light from the darkness. And then he called the light day, and he called darkness night. Okay? So we see God laying a plan here. This plan was to deal with the rebellion. Okay? Understand, God had a plan. When all that happened before the creation of man, God already had a plan to deal with Lucifer's rebellion. And so he says, let us create the man in our image, after our likeness, and we will let him, or give him, dominion of the earth. Now Lucifer had it with the fallen, with the angels that were with him before they were fallen. They had dominion in the earth. That's why he's fighting to try to, you know, regain things in the earth, because he had supervision, so to speak, over earth, over whatever other part of the universe he might have had with a third of the angels. Earth was the part. If you notice something, science, I have to do a little bit more study on this, but they'll tell you, many of them will tell you, that earth is the very center of the universe. Little old earth with its seven continents and its little oceans and mountains is the center. To me, that's just like God. Amen. All the vastness of the universe, there's little old earth. And so after the rebellion and things in heaven and all that, and you that have been in our class, we studied in the beginning, and you saw how God did the universe like a house. In the book of Job, if you follow it, it's just like God built a house, put a roof, put walls and everything, and stood outside of what he created. But everything was thrown in the darkness, and now we see restoration. God says, light be. And light is. Then he says, everything start producing again after your kind. See, there could be no production without light, and there could be no increase without man. Tell somebody, you're very important in the scheme of things. See, sometimes ain't nothing happening because ain't nobody working it. Ain't nobody there to work it. You know, certain things didn't happen until God put Adam in there to work things. So now we see it. We see restoration taking place. The 6 days God restores, and on the sixth day he creates the crowning creation, man. All right? Now what I want you to see is outside of the garden, even though God was restoring everything, there was still a realm of darkness where the enemy was. Okay? And he couldn't enter the garden because the garden was the atmosphere of heaven. Outside of the garden wasn't. It was restored and it was pristine, but it wasn't the atmosphere of heaven. The tree of life was in the garden. And everything in the garden was, you know, it was pristine as well, but it was the atmosphere. It was like taking a piece of heaven and bringing it down and planting it in the earth. And God did that on purpose. You see, Satan rebelled from the earth trying to get to heaven to destroy. And so God flipped the script on him. What he did, he took a little piece of heaven in the scheme of his plan and put it down on the earth. Now Lucifer and his fallen ones watching all this and watch God create the man in his image and likeness and set him in the garden. And his mandate and command was to till, to work, or in essence, to expand this garden. Okay, I'm putting a piece of heaven's atmosphere right in the face of the enemy. He's down here. He's cast out of heaven. He's down here. He's in a realm. He sees everything going on. But all he can do is hide and watch. Because the atmosphere of heaven is here. I put the man in that atmosphere, and his mandate was to expand it. All he had to do was keep working the garden. Tell somebody right now, stay in your garden. Long as you stay in your garden and work your garden, you don't even have to look over your shoulder because God got your back. You know, I was listening to someone that was a jet, they were a jet fighter pilot. And he said their type of radar was like this. He said that on the screen, when you're in combat, you can lock in on any target. Like say there's a jet there, you don't even see it with your eyes, but on your radar you see it. You can lock in on it. When you lock in on it, everything else on the radar disappears. So you don't know, you don't see nothing else. Anything else can be coming at you, but you've locked in on that target. See, that's how God wants us.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.